Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Welcome, Tom Meglia here. How are you today, this Saturday, September 10th? Wow, the year is rolling. It's amazing. I'm Tom Meglia, financial planner, estate planner, financial coach, and financial advisor. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome to our program, Knowing the Economy of God, right here every Saturday from 2 to 2:30 on KKLA. I'm Tom, and I've been doing financial planning for about 27 years, enjoying it, going on my 28th year. It's fun. I'm a financial counselor for Crown Ministries also. I get referrals pretty much every day from Crown Financial Ministries. They have a weekday show every day, Monday through Friday on KKLA also, that talks about getting out of debt, budgeting, doing proper financial stewardship. And what we do on this program is talk about God's economy. What is God's economy? It's Bible-based financial principles that teach in the area of finance and money and stewardship, taxation, inheritances, investments, doing the right things with budgeting, all to glorify God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's what knowing the economy of God boils down to. And I try to share principles about that every Saturday. So it's fun. We enjoy it. And I just think it's great. So welcome. Also, the website that I have is theeconomyofgod.com. Theeconomyofgod.com. You can learn more about what I do as a financial planner and how you can learn what God's economy is, how to apply it to your life to glorify God and get a better grip on finances from a perspective of looking at the Word of God, the Bible, from head to toe, Genesis through Revelation, and learning about the different economic principles and what they mean. So I think it's fun. I enjoy it. My wife says, oh, don't forget to tell him you're the financial planner with a face for radio, so I will. And we've got Bonnie Moore and her harp music. Hope you enjoy that too. I really appreciate her and the music she has. Bonnie Moore from Monrovia, California. Her website is BonnieHarpsong.com, BonnieHarpsong, BonnieHarpsong.com. And that's the music you hear in the background that worships God, praises God, and sets us in the tone and mood for learning more about God's Word and how to apply it in the area of finances. So when we talk about the economy of God, it's important that we have a recipe to analyze and understand just what God's economy is. And the recipe that I've come up with is, first of all, number one, citing the scriptures. We cite the scripture, we look at the word, the verses, the passages in the Bible, and we cite the scriptures. We look at the word, and from there, we state just what the economic principles are. What are the principles of God's economy? And then after that, we look at application. How do you take God's word and understand, okay, there's an economic principle right there. Like, let's say paying our taxes. Well, we cited the scripture about taxes. We said that the principle is to pay our tax. You don't have to overpay. You don't have to, you shouldn't underpay, but you should pay the tax due, the right and just amount of tax due. And then that's the application. In our normal life, we plan on paying our taxes. And the prayer of change for some people is, Lord, help me to pay my tax, to obey the government and submit to their authority as the words would suggest. So we have a four-part recipe. Cite the scripture, state the economic principle, the application in our normal life, just the regular living, applying that principle so that we honor God. And number four, the prayer of change, so that God gives us the strength and we get God's help, we receive God's help to do what he would want us to do. That's the four-part recipe. It's very important that we know how to find out what God's economy is and what are the ways to learn to apply it to our normal life. Okay? That's very, very important. And also, I think that the four, in my opinion, the four anchors, you know, I look at, somebody asked me, well, what's it all sum up to, Tom? Well, the four anchors of God's economy are basically these four parts. Number one, God is the owner of everything, not me. He is the one true owner of everything. Talents, treasures, time, myself. Number two, we're the stewards. We're in the role of stewardship, being the servant, humble servant, steward of God's resources for his honor and doing the right thing, knowing that we are accountable to him someday in the future, maybe today or in the future, for how we've been a servant and a steward of his resources. And number three, it's very important that giving is the natural and first order of stewardship. We can't be a good steward for God if we're not givers. And guess what number four is? Well, number four is contentment, that we learn the process and the understanding of contentment, of being a contented Christian in Christ. That no, we may not have everything we want. We may not have all of our dreams and goals met in this lifetime, but we're okay. We don't need all that. We're fine right now in Christ. As Paul said in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Those are the four anchors. And I've given you the recipe, and let's start off a lesson today. We've been talking for about 5 weeks now about God being the owner. I wonder when we're getting off that one, huh? Well, we're continuing forward, God being the owner. And here's some great scriptures for me to cite to you. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, for he founded it upon the oceans and established it upon the waters. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And thirdly, Proverbs 22:2, the rich and poor have this in common, the Lord is the maker of them all. And one of my favorites, 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion. O Lord, you are exalted as head over all. Those are some great verses that remind us that God is the owner of everything we have. Not us, just him. And as Christians, that's what we believe. And the fact that God is the owner of everything gives him the right to demand, at least at someday, demand accountability from us to see if we've been good and faithful stewards of his resources. That's one economic principle we get from the scripture. Another is that we must surrender all control to God of everything that's under our wings, under our hands. We must surrender control and give it to God, because we're definitely not in control, no way. We need to give it to the Lord. And by not giving up ownership and control and surrendering those things to God, it's a sin. Now, people say, Tom, you're a financial planner. How can you talk about what sin is? Well, the Bible says what is and is not sin. And to not give up control and ownership to God because he is the one and true owner is definitely a sin. Because then we're saying we're the owner. We're wrapped up in it. We own it. We feel better because we have assets and this kind of thing. And that flies right in the face of God because he is the one and true God, not money, pensions, real estate, gold, timeshares, stocks, jewelry. No, we don't want to have any false god before him. It's very important we know these principles. I think also it's important that we realize in God's economy, we can't do one or two of those anchors, forget the other two that we don't like or care about, kind of like a cafeteria, you know, forget the beef, get the potatoes, forget the vegetables, get the dessert. That's not how God's economy works. For it to work properly, we need to know all four things, all four anchors, and practice them to our best in our normal life. And the good news, we're under grace, that we always get another opportunity to follow and obey God and change towards him, towards trusting him and obeying. That's how great our God is. So I think those are very, very important things. Now, we're getting closer to running up to our halftime break, and we'll talk about application a little bit. I think very, very important part of understanding God's economy. So we will get to application after the break. I think one thing that we need to remember, too, about God being the owner, though, it's very important that we remember that what we do with our finances and our time and talents says what we really believe. Would you agree with me? What we do says what we believe. If I say, God, you're the owner, and I go out and do all the things I want to do, and I say, gee, I'm wrapped up in this. This is my net worth. I feel great because my personal self-esteem is up due to my job title, my big net worth. I'm not saying, God, you're really the owner. That's just lip service. And what we do with our finances in the financial area of our life says who the Lord is, Jesus or ourselves. So it's important that we make Jesus Lord, not just Savior, of all areas of our life, especially the financial areas. Jesus talks about finances more than half the time in his parables. There's a lot of importance there, a lot of meaning. So as we run up to the break, remember, we need to submit control of our finances to God, and we need to practice and believe that he is the one true owner, not us. Catch up with you in a few minutes.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them, or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Welcome back. Tom Meglia again. Let's talk more about financial stewardship and ownership. The last 5 weeks, we've been talking about different examples of people I've worked with or counseled over the years. And what does it look like? I keep saying, what does it look like? How do you know? How do you practice in real life that God is the one and true owner? What does it look like? Well, we've talked.